Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
9:49, time for our opening commodity market report. Here to do that, AM 580's Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Tom, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We give you the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, December wheat opened at 5:17, up 3 3/4 on the open. March, 5:26, up 6. At the Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 5:05, up 4 on the open. March, 5:15, up 3 1/2. May, 5:02, up 3. July, 4:55, up 1/4 on the open. December corn opened at 2:77, up 1 1/2 on the open. March, 2:89 1/2, up 1 1/2. May, 2:95 1/2, up 1 1/4. July, $3 1/2, up 1. September, 3:04 1/2, up 4 1/2. December, 3:08, up 2 1/2 on the open. December oats opened at 2:20, down 1/4 on the open. March, 2:26 1/2, down 1/2. November soybeans opened at 5:62, up 1 1/2 on the open. January, 5:76, up 3/4. March, 5:87, up 1 3/4. May, 5:93 1/2, up 1/2. July, 6:03, up 1/4. September, 6:11, unchanged. November, 6:17, up 1/4 on the open. October soybean meal opened at 166.20, up 40 on the open. December, 167.20, up 40. October soybean oil opened at 24.35, up 9 on the open. December, 24.54, up 1. At the Merck, October feeders opened at 110, down 10 on the open. November, 107.70, up 15. January, 105.55, down 5 on the open. October live cattle opened at 88.20, down 7 1/2 on the open. December, 87.10, up 7 1/2. February, 88.95, down 22 1/2. April, 88.12 1/2, down 7 1/2 on the open. October lean hogs open at 64.90, up 10 on the open. December, 59.60, up 35. February, 62.05, up 20. April, 62.80, down 15 on the open. And February pork bellies open at 88.60, up 2 1/2 on the open.
You've helped make WILL a great radio station that brings you timely, thorough, and thought-provoking programs. Now you can make it an even better radio station by renewing your financial support before the next pledge drive begins on October 19th. When you give through the mail or online, you help WILL become less dependent on pledge drives. That's good business for WILL and means more great programs for you. Please put your check in the mail today or give online at willpledge.org.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Paul Cooley of ADM Investment Services in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, so much for those pundits that thought we would take a break today ahead of tomorrow's crop production report. Wheat off to the races again today. New contract highs, 5:31 there in the D's. What's going on?
Well, definitely the market is definitely aware of, a very strong Dow, a very strong commodity market, and generally the problems with Australian wheat. Even though the USDA probably won't cut the size of the Australian wheat crop to reflect some of the estimates that are coming out of there, it does create a good demand situation for U.S. and Canadian wheat. We're basically the only game in the world that has a free supply. Maybe exports aren't as robust, but with the situation it is, it does augur well for good, strong wheat prices. And also, with feed wheat being high-priced, it means that there won't be as much feed wheat, and that also will be replaced by corn. Also, barley problems in the Ukraine as a feed grain, all this adds up to some good new demand as far as feed is concerned in the world export market. Exports aren't as important as they once were, but it is still a value-added situation to the futures market, and that's giving the market some stability here today.
You look at weekly or monthly charts, Paul, at this wheat market on a continuation basis. There's nothing between here and $7.
Well, you know, we do remember, you know, the days when we had the $8 wheat and, you know, $5 corn. And we are seeing a lot of wheat being planted by the Illinois farmer and the soft wheat and on into Mississippi and Arkansas and parts of Illinois. But the fact remains that it's hard to judge just how high prices can go in the wheat when it becomes a food cereal and also an export cereal for bread. And your point's well taken that it's a new dynamic situation, and you know, the idea is that the flour mill just can't wait, or the end user, in this case probably some foreign countries, to come in and buy wheat at the right price level.
Go ahead.
That's the main factor there, and your point's well taken.
Certainly, wheat has pulled corn up by its bootstraps. You look at the spreads, though, they're at some pretty impressive record kind of levels, over $2. Will wheat continue to pull corn up?
Well, I like to think that each commodity has to stand on its own 2 feet, and the reason why I think corn, I'm beginning to hear the word erratic yields, you know, in the state of Illinois, and we're also hearing the word erratic yields in that big producing state of Iowa. And as a result of that, I would be very surprised if we hear a bin buster yield story from the USDA tomorrow morning. Our general impression is that it's a fairly good crop, but with the added storage, the added dynamics, the demand, and this new thing where it's not just a guessing game, and we didn't emphasize this enough on Commodity Week on Saturday, it's not a guessing game whether we need 3 to 5 million acres of corn next year. It's a must. And it's just not an easy task to create 5 million more acres of corn than we've ever planted before in the history of the United States of America. You know, there's some risk out there, risk with corn on corn, risk on ground that doesn't like to produce corn after, you know, after corn. And there's certain geographic areas that just aren't prone for that kind of production. And, you know, it might be easy to get 5% out of the northern half of Illinois and maybe 5% more corn acres out of Iowa. But, you know, there's 2 million acres, but where are we going to get the other 3? And that's what the market has to bid up for. And the American farmer and a lot of the college professors haven't gone through that kind of a revolution where we just have to have the actual product out there in order to get the carryover to meet for prices. And so this is a new dynamic that it's not the typical sell the rally or it's once gone. We've got to see the price level to encourage the production.
What do you do with these price levels, though? I mean, the red line was at 321 and off the combine, you could have got cash in some places $3 on the red line earlier this week.
We know that the farmer has sold about one third of the corn crop. You know, from some of our surveys, we do know that we have to get the price level up to $3 to encourage production next year, and that puts the December futures at 325 to 330, depending on which part of the state you're at. So, you know, the problem is sometimes it's best to relax, enjoy, and we know that with the commodity funds and maybe some weather problems, we can have a little bit of whiff of excitement in the commodity markets, and sometimes the prudent player is patient, Dave, and not one that's nervous or anxious or predestined to do bad things. You know, that's the big thing that we've been cautioning people on. This is a new era in agriculture, and a person, in order to take advantage of it, has to play the card game just a little different than the past 50 to 75 years.
Then is 330 a good place to look
at
something?
Well, we don't know, Dave. And, you know, I'm not trying to be smart alecky here, but we just don't know what the dynamics are. You know, this morning on CNBC, T-Bone Pickens says he thinks we'll see $70 crude oil before 50. We know that there's going to be a lot of expansion out here with ethanol plants and biodiesel. We know that this larger wheat acreage historically means less corn being planted. So, you know, there's a lot of new dynamics out here. And if you're a little nervous, you can sell. But if you're patient, I'd do a little waiting.
Thanks so much, Paul.
Have a profitable day.
You too. Paul Cooley of ADM Investment Services in Oakland, Illinois.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible in part by a grant from Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. For information, call 866-837-9027.
Lead options, December wheat in Kansas City, 529, up 15 and 3 quarters. At the Board of Trade, December wheat, 527, up 26. December corn, 285, up 9 and a half. Novi beans, 564 and a quarter, up 3 and 3 quarters. You're listening to WILL Urbana, and we now join NPR for a live presidential speech from the Rose Garden on North Korea. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.